Welcome back to the Huddle with Rich and Artie right here on 101.3 ESPN as we get right to our guest joining us on the TikTok Jewelers guest line as he joins us every week, our ESPN MLB insider. It's Buster Olney. Buster, Game 7 is upon us. First thing, you're out there. Just give me the feel. Just give me the vibe out there. You tell me.
A lot of fear. I mean, you know, on both sides. Because these are two fan bases who are accustomed to having their guts ripped out. And the reality is that no matter what happens today, one of the two sides is going to have it happen again. It's going to be, you know, Charlie Brown having the football pulled away again. Yep. And that's why it's been interesting, you know, talking with different fans and talking to different people about this event. It really is, on both sides, there's not this overwhelming confidence. It's like, boy, we hope it works out. I was, you know, texting me back and forth with a member of the Cubs organization too, and I said, you know, part of the attraction of this series, I think, is there's so many great people. Like, there's no villain, right?
Yeah.
There's no black hat in terms of, you know, how you regard a player or a person or something like that. And you're going to see something great happen to some good people tonight, and you're going to see something really terrible happen to some good people tonight.
Buster, we know a lot of the stats favor the Indians, but how are you feeling heading into tonight as far as who might come out of this thing?
First three innings, to me, are absolutely essential and crucial. Yep. Because I do think that later in the game, the Indians have an enormous bullpen advantage. Huge. But coming into the game, you know, the Cubs players, they're feeling their swag. They're feeling very confident. And they, you know, have started to swing a lot better. And, you know, are going to be feeling really good about what they might be able to accomplish. And so I think if the Indians get through the first three innings either tied or with a lead, then the pendulum is going to swing in a big way toward them.
Buster, what did you think about Joe Maddon using Chapman for Game 6 with the 42 pitches? And can he possibly? How much does he have left in the tank for a Game 7?
Well, Chapman and Maddon made it very clear that he's going to be available tonight. You know, he's done that before where he's, you know, thrown a lot of pitches on back-to-back days. I totally was surprised, and I disagree with what he did. He's explained, and he, you know, to his credit, he came out and he answered all the questions afterward. But one thing he said that I totally disagreed with, he said, you know, you might get beat there in that spot, in that inning when he brought in Chapman. No, you weren't. You had a pretty good lead.
Yes.
You still had some flexibility to try to make it through with somebody else to save Chapman more pitches for him for Game 7. And he didn't do that. And when he brought him back out for the ninth, and Joe, again, to his credit, acknowledged he was taken aback by the situation that developed where they got a 7-run lead. And in the end, man, I, you know, wrote a piece today about all the legacy that is at stake today for so many different people in this game. For Joe Maddon, if the Cubs win, then you might as well start constructing his Hall of Fame speech. And
yeah.
If the Cubs lose and Chapman is involved because in some way with the loss, I mean, history is going to treat that decision he made in Game 6 a lot like we think of Grady Little's decision.
Yeah.
To leave Pedro Martinez in the game in Game 7 of the 2003 ALCS.
No, that's a good point. Matter of fact, Jake Arrieta, do I hear this right, that he went to them and said he wants to pitch today also? Are you kidding me or what?
Well, it's all hands on deck. I mean, on both sides. Everyone's going to be volunteering to pitch. And I actually wonder if there's a, you know, Jake is a beast. And Jake's going to feel like he's confident and can come back and pitch. And it's been interesting to me that, you know, so many people, and by the way, there's precedent for that. If you remember 2001 World Series, Randy Johnson beat the Yankees in Game 6 and then came back, pitched relief the very next day in Game 7. But there's an assumption around this end of the series that John Lester could come in and play a big bullpen role in
yeah.
this game. And it is absolutely possible. But keep in mind, guys, and I talked to a number of different scouts about this, evaluators of other teams, they're saying, in a close game, do you want to bring in a guy, let's say the score's tied or the Cubs have a lead of one run, You want to bring a guy into the game who has problems throwing the bases? Do you want to invite that whole issue into that situation?
No.
My answer is no.
Yeah, it's like when they used to put Wakefield in at crucial times, you'd be like, that's just going to open up so many potential rat's nests.
Exactly. So. That's a great comparison.
Buster, who's the umpire behind the plate tonight? Because that's going to determine a lot about Kyle Hendricks, who loves to nibble at the corners.
Sam Holbrook. I was struggling to remember his name. He's not, in the pantheon of umpires, he is more conservative in terms of his strike calling, but he's not near as, I guess, if we want to use the word egregious, as Joe West in terms of, not calling strikes in one part of the zone. He's perceived to be more of a middle-of-the-road type umpire than, favoring either pitchers or hitters.
Buster, are these squeezing the pitchers? I mean, a lot of them. It's not just one. I forgot who was on the mound the other day, was just screaming into his mitt. Are they doing a bad job or what?
I think there have been some bad games. I thought the biggest example, look, I think John Hirschbeck, someday I think he should be put in the Hall of Fame. He's been a tremendous umpire for a long time, but that game he had the other night was terrible, and there's no getting around it. Early in the game, the work that he did for two or three innings, it was really not good. And I'm sure, when I got done, because let's face it, guys, we're at that point with the advancement in technology that we're always going to be talking about the question of whether or not or when we're going to go to automated umpiring, balls and strikes being called, with technology.
Yeah.
And that game that Hirschbeck called the other night is going to be cited as an example of why you want it.
ESPN's Buster Olney here on The Huddle with Rich and Arnie. Buster, it sounds like maybe they dodged a bullet weather-wise. I know here, at least, if you can believe it, it's 65 degrees and beautiful. But, I mean, you think Cleveland-Chicago in a World Series, and that was like a worst-case scenario, but it sounds like they sort of worked their way around it for the most part. But it begs that question for the millionth time, is the season too long? What can the league do to wrap up the World Series in an actual month of October at some point?
Well, maybe the seasons are getting longer, depending on what your view on global warming is.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot believe how nice it is in Cleveland here. It was for Game 6, and how it is as I'm sitting talking with you guys before the game. It is so warm, and, the ball was flying out of here. But I will tell you this. Hold your horses on the whole thing about the weather tonight, because heavy rain is forecast at approximately 11 to 11:30 tonight.
Ooh.
Okay? That's 3 hours after the start of the game. Can you imagine the chaos that could ensue if we see the tarp being pulled in at the 7th, 8th, 9th innings? Wow.
Of Game 7.
Wow. Wow. Buster Olney joining us here on the Huddle with Rich and Arnie at 101.3 ESPN. The keys to the victory. If you're Cleveland, what? Just get out, start running, and try to score first. The nerves have got to be pumping, so I got to assume Cleveland's going to try to steal or try to take that extra base right off the bat. Or am I wrong on this and they'll play it conservative? You tell me.
No, I think Cleveland especially will try to push the envelope. And if you're Cleveland, you're just trying to rope-a-dope it through the first innings. I just think that the Chicago hitters now are swinging with so much, so much confidence. And they are obviously, it's a more dynamic lineup than the Indians have. But if the Indians can get through those first innings, I think that any sign of problem with Kluber, whether it's in the second or third inning, I think you're going to see Andrew Miller up in the bullpen and ready to go. And I don't think it's going to be a situation where he's going to face four hitters or five hitters. I think he's going to throw three or four innings tonight. And you might see a situation where you get, Corey Kluber maybe for, say, 3 to 4 innings, and you might see Andrew Miller for 3 to 4 innings, and you can see Cody Allen after that. That's the recipe for the Indians.
All right, you lucky son of a gun. You enjoy the game. We always appreciate you stopping by and just have fun and soak this all in. It's going to be historic.
It really is. Have fun, guys.
Take care, Buster.
Thanks, Buster.